In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today is the feast of the Holy Name of Mary. We have the Holy Name of Jesus and the Holy Name of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is a great time to be alive. And the evil one is, he's after us. He's constantly trying to discourage us through physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional sufferings. And we have to toughen ourselves up to get through what's coming. We have to put into practice everything that Jesus has taught us over the years, especially what he has taught us with this great gift of the divine will. And so today, when we look at volume 21, March 26th, 1927, we're going to get a glimpse of how to get through what we're going to go through. Okay. So Jesus says to Louisa, "My daughter, as many acts as the soul does in my divine will, so many times does the soul rise again in the divine life." Okay, so what we've learned from the saints is how to live good, holy, and saintly lives. And this is basically the ABCs of the faith, of the universal life that God breathed into Adam. And when Adam lost this, we fell. And basically, Adam chose for us to be with the prince of this world. Like Jesus said, he said, "I saw Lucifer fall like lightning to the earth." And when Adam chose to do his own human will and not God's holy divine will, that choice was he had to leave paradise. He had lost this beautiful gift of the divine will, and he couldn't stay there anymore. And he had to go with what he chose. And that's where we are here on earth. And again, what the Lord is showing us with this great gift of the divine will is that everything is about to change. The 6,000 years that we have been with the evil one, 4,000 years until, 2,000 years, and then the flood happened. And then 2,000 years later, Jesus showed up. So 4,000 years of praying to be redeemed, basically. The Redeemer, the Messiah, came to earth. And so for the last 2,000 years, we have been redeemed. We have been brought to salvation. And now Jesus said to Louisa, "Every 2,000 years I renew the face of the earth." So the time that we're in right now, this 2,000 years since Jesus and Mary on Calvary, Jesus redeemed us. Our Lady was with Jesus, co-redeeming with him. And a new beginning is going to happen for all the universe, for all the world. And we will be, we're going to be released from this life that we're in to go to the next stage, if you want to say. So creation was of the Father, redemption was of the Son, sanctification is with of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we always see Louisa with the Holy Spirit. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon the earth is going to sanctify us. Okay, so when we look at this sanctification, we have to see what Paul said in his epistles. He said that we have been gifted, we have been granted salvation. Well, what Jesus is showing Louisa is now sanctification. We're going to be gifted. We're going to be given sanctification. Now, the saints, wanted this more than anything, but They were taught how to do the will of God. Okay. And this is what Jesus is telling Louisa. Now, in volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. Volume 1 through volume 10 is how to do the will of God, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus says no saint ever had because they didn't have Louisa. This is the new and divine way of holiness, which is really not new. It's the oldest gift that was given to Adam way back when, the beginning. And Adam lost it. Adam gave it away. We've been basically banished to be here. And what does Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947? Our Lady of Revelation says, my children are going to enter into eternity where they belong. Now think about that. Eternity where they belong and enjoy the beatific vision. That's why we were created. That is sanctification. That is a new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II basically prophesied using the words of St. Annibale de Francia, Louisa's confessor. A new and divine way of holiness is coming. So what does Jesus tell us today? He says, as many acts that the soul does in my divine will. Okay, well, I'm doing this in the divine will. I am, when we do our prevenient act, Jesus, I want to breathe in the divine will in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So every heartbeat, every breath that I take will be an I love you to you, God, that you, God, so rightly deserve. You are our Lord, you are our Savior, you are our King, you are our Master, and we want to be one with you, fused with you, as Jesus teaches Louisa, in order to bring about, to live the sanctification. So he says very clearly, as many acts as the soul does in my divine will, intentional. I mean, it's not just, I'm going to do my prevenient act and forget about doing my actual acts. No, it's throughout the day, you're going to say to Jesus, this is what Jesus teaches Louisa, may your will be done, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth in this dust on earth as it is in heaven. He says, when you do your acts in the divine will, as many times as you want, the soul rises again in that divine life of the new Adam, the new Eve, Mary. You're training yourself to not do anything for yourself, but all for the glory of God. So that's why Jesus tells Louisa, no more I, me, and my. It's always, what are we going to do today? Lord, let's go for a walk. Lord Jesus, let's breathe in my breathing. Lord Jesus, why? So that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. I want to be one with you, fused with you. The communion with you. See, Jesus said he gave to the church the Holy Eucharist. Why? So that we can prepare ourselves for a perennial communion with God that Adam lost. Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening, and that is slowly coming back to us. As many times as you do the will of God, as many times you rise again in this divine life that our Lord has given to us. So this is out of the history of humanity, out of all humanity, God has predestined us to live at this time, to be the little children of the holy divine will, to be that second generation of the children of light that basically is going to, we're going to live the life of the new heavens, of the new earth, of the new Jerusalem. This is what God has planned. So great, powerful things are at hand because the evil one knows, he sees it. He hears this music again of heaven, of the souls in the divine will doing their acts and their rounds in the divine will. It's getting louder and louder, and he's becoming more and more furious of what's happening, wants to destroy this, wants to stop this. So there's earthquakes, floods, famines, plagues. All that's happening is sacred scripture has promised and basically predicted. But it's not the end. It's the sign, Jesus says, of birth. The pains are going to get more intense. The pains are going to be more frequent, but the baby's coming, or the new era is coming. So when you read the book of heaven, you are filled with peace, joy, and happiness because you're not looking at the misery that's around us, but the goal, the kingdom is coming. So we should be filled with peace, joy, and happiness, knowing that the kingdom's coming on earth as it is in heaven, and that God has asked us to be the ones to get to lead the charge, if you want to say, one with Louisa, to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. As everything begins to happen, there's going to be more and more people in despair, more and more people with you know, why is this happening? It's like basically that birth, that first birth that women go through, it's scary and it's painful and it's, when is this going to end? But then when the child comes, Jesus, scripture says, basically, you forget the pain and you enjoy the child. This is what God has planned for us. It's to get through this. So he's given us all that is needed at this time to get through so that the kingdom is established, first of all, in us on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, so many times that you, the acts that you're doing, does the soul rise again in the divine life? Well, no, what's that? The more acts she does in the divine will, the more the divine life grows, the more complete becomes the glory of the resurrection. So what does Jesus say to Louisa? He tells us that this resurrection is now, not after you die, to rise to this new and abundant life of being of heaven on earth, peace, joy, and happiness. So he's training us not to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, to the point of no sin. This is what God is leading us to. Now, we all go to confession each week because we're not there yet. We want to be there, but if we're really honest with ourselves, we are impatient. We're all the vices, you know, greed, envy, it's all there. Maybe at a little stage, but we have to be freed of all of that. This is what Jesus is teaching us. He's teaching us to leave the misery of the human will, blessed be Father, for I have sinned, to enter into the divine will, which is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which they gave to Louisa. They breathed this in Louisa. And now Jesus wants us to do our acts and do our rounds in the divine will, train ourselves to say throughout the day, I do this in the divine will so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. This music that's being heard by the evil one all over the world is he's learning very clearly he can't be here anymore. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. So what God has got planned is how to begin to live this life, this divine life. So the more acts that you do in the divine will, the more divine life grows, the more complete becomes the glory of the resurrection. Now, it's not by chance that, you know, Mel Gibson did the movie, The Passion of the Christ. And it's not by chance that the next movie is The Resurrection. When you read what Jesus teaches Louisa about the resurrection, and if you go to Louisa Picaretta, no, if you go to divinewell.life, go to where the theme resurrection in the divine will, Louisa and resurrection in the divine will, go to that. This will be your focus, that you will return again and again and again to read. And what's going to happen at that point is God is going to expand your capacity to have a more complete glory of the resurrection of your own life. Now, before you die. So Jesus says, if you're waiting for the resurrection after you die, he says, you're going to wait a long time in purgatory to be purged of the human will to live in the divine will. That fire, I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas says the flames of purgatory are the flames of hell, but they're not everlasting. So I don't want to even get near that. So Jesus is giving us a way to skip purgatory, if you want to say, by purging us now of the human, the fallen human, to enter into the glorious human of Jesus and Mary, this new and divine way of holiness, that to live in the will of God that Jesus had, that Mary had, that they breathed into Louisa. This is the most amazing time to be alive. What God is doing is, even the universe, I mean, the scientists are saying that the Milky Way is spinning, and we are leaving with the, how is it put, a negative frequency of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, to a positive frequency of peace, joy, and happiness. The way the galaxy is moving. This is what Jesus tells Louisa. He says, you've got to leave worry, fear, because this is what's coming. You've got to leave worry, fear, anxiety, complaints. That has to stop. That's where a lot of people are going to spend a lot of time in purgatory, being purged of their worry. Worry says to Jesus, you're not a good God. I have to worry about it. I have to be concerned about it. What does Jesus tell St. Faustina? The final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. You're my Lord, you're my Savior, you're my King. Let it be done as you wish, as you will. That's what God is teaching us in the Book of Heaven. How to be perfected as God is perfect. Jesus is the one who is perfect, perfect human. Mary, the perfect Eve, the perfect woman. It's a new and divine way of holiness is coming to the earth, and he's allowing us to read and study and put into practice how to be free of the human misery that we've been in for 6,000 years. Yes, we have been redeemed. That's salvation. And when we read Paul, now sanctification is coming. We have been gifted with sanctification. It's not here fully yet. That time that's coming is going to be, Jesus tells Louisa, it's going to shake the earth. That time when the divine will comes on earth as it is in heaven. And what we're feeling, if you want to say, the beginnings of this shaking, the fires, the plagues, the floods, it's the Lord is trying to say, wake up. What's coming is the kingdom. Are you ready for the kingdom? That's why Jesus says to Louisa, he mentions what we're going through, you know, and basically, he says that the large majority of humanity will be wiped off the face of the earth. He said, it's the purging. The flood was the purging 2,000 years after Adam. 2,000 years later, the blood of Jesus washed the world clean. Mary was with Jesus suffering, washing the world clean. And then now 2,000 years later, fire is coming. But the fire is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The majority doesn't want that, so they can't be here. Jesus says the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children, the Holy Divine Will. Well, why? What are they doing that's different than the rest? It's the surviving is to, let's look at Noah. The scripture says in Genesis 6, it says very, very clearly, there was one family who had a pure line, if you want to say, to Adam and Eve. They weren't interbred by the sons of God and produced Nephilim. Their DNA was pure, if you want to say, to Adam. And Jesus tells Louisa that we should thank Noah because he saved the human generations by his faithfulness to God. Now, he built the ark. It was what, 120 years it took of being mocked and ridiculed and laughed at by all of the world. He's in the desert and he's building an ark. What are you, nuts? I mean, this is, they look at him, look what he's building, this lunatic. When we're faithful to Jesus, when we go to confession, where are you going? I'm going to confession. What are you doing now? I'm praying the rosary. Why are you wearing the scapular? This is a sign of being a lunatic, if you want to say. You're praying the rosary? What's, you know, why are you doing this? Well, Jesus is showing us that our memory is going to be of the new Adam and of the new Eve. We are going to surrender to being faithful and obedient to Christ and his church. Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. We're called to be faithful and obedient to Christ and his church. You keep holding the Sabbath. Come on, let's go out. Let's go to the racetrack. You don't have to stay home on Sunday. No, this is God's day. What are you, a lunatic? It's another Saturday. Let's have fun. Jesus is trying to teach us to get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. Okay. Now, who is the one person who has a true line to Jesus and Mary? Who is the one person that has the, if you want to say, the DNA of Jesus and Mary? I mean, it's an analogy, but Louisa is the one. She has the one who God has blessed with his great gift of the divine will. And we are the ones that are linked to Louisa. This is why in the summertime we have on August 15th every year, the reunion of the little family of Louisa Picaretta. And we've been going for the last 4 years to Rome City, Indiana. Wait till you hear about Our Lady of America. She revealed herself to Sister Mary Ephraim as the Our Lady, the divine indwelling. What's coming is this divine indwelling of the Holy Trinity within each and every one of us. Yes, we're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what is coming is this new and divine way of holiness, which Sister Mary Ephraim at the time when Our Lady appeared to her, it was a new way of a fullness of being Catholic, if you want to say. And so the church is being attacked. The church is being purified. The priesthood is being attacked. The priesthood's being purified. Everything is ready for this new and divine way of holiness. The divine life grows. And he says, a more complete becomes the glory of the resurrection in each person in the divine will. So Jesus says that the survivors of this great chastisement will be those who are expecting this new and divine way of holiness. Those who are striving for this new and divine way of holiness. And I mean, we still go to confession each week. Why? We haven't been given this fullness yet. That's coming. It's very close. So Jesus says, therefore, the foundation, the substance, and the light, the divine beauty, the divine glory are formed by the acts done in my most holy divine will. Well, what does this mean? This light, this beauty, this glory is what Jesus and Mary have done. The new Adam and the new Eve has done. They're formed with the way Jesus and Mary taught Louisa how to do your acts, how to pray your rounds. Praying the rounds is essential to living in the divine will. And if you haven't learned how to pray the rounds, go to louisapicaretta.me. It's all free. Download anything there and then begin to read this. Begin to pray the rounds. And at first, it seems like this, I don't understand this, you know, because why? It's like a foreign language. He calls it the language of heaven. And as you begin to read, as you begin to study, everything falls into place. Everything begins to make sense of all our dogma, all our doctrine. We go, yes, of course the church has to teach this. This is the life of Jesus. This is life of Mary. Now, right now, who teaches dogma and doctrine? Who is close to having this understanding? I mean, really, we don't hear anything. So what is Jesus doing? He's giving us the book of heaven to begin to understand the fullness of the faith found in the Catholic Church. This fullness is coming. Everyone is going to become Catholic. That's what Jesus tells Louisa in volume 24. Everyone, see this, there, God breathed the universal life in Adam. And this universal life, this Catholic life, when Jesus, the new Adam and Mary and Eve came to earth, gave to the world again. And this is why we are asked by God to really be faithful and obedient to this universal life. And because of where we are cosmically, if you want to say, in the with the universe, the galaxy, the evil one has to leave. The time is over. You remember with the vision of Pope Leo the 13th, he heard that the devil wanted 100 more years to destroy the church. 33 years later, on October 13th, the miracle of the sun happened. What's going on? What's going on? It's this, God is getting the world ready for a new and divine way of holiness. And everything, even the stars are, the heavens give glory to God. The heavens give, reveal the glory of God. All that's been happening in our time has been planned by God for this time. It's not, I talked to this one person, they said, oh, this is going to be like this for another 100 years. It can't. It can't. Why? Now is the time. And it doesn't mean the end of the world. It means to get ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. After 2,000 years, Jesus said, of rest. He says, now he begins again, this purging of the church, purging of the world in the love of God. This fire that's coming is the of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the new Adam, the new Eve, this purging fire of the love of God through, again, Louisa is going to bring about a new and divine way of holiness for all humanity. It's not going to be like this for the rest of our life. It's God is going to work powerfully. It's a new beginning that's coming. So Jesus says this. He says, therefore, the foundation, the substance, the light, the beauty, the glory, I mean, this is heaven, are formed by the acts of the souls doing the will of God. Okay, that's the beginning. That's volume 1 through volume 10. And now to live in the divine will, volume 11 through volume 19. And then to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So he says this, the more contact the soul has with my most holy divine will, the more it can give, embellish, and expand. So we are participating in this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be one with what God originally planned for Adam. And it's more now because the new Adam, Jesus, has much more than Adam had. Jesus is the Son of God. Mary is the mother of God, Theotokos. The more contact the soul has by doing their acts, their rounds in the divine will, the more the divine will can give, the more the divine will can embellish, the more the divine will can expand in that soul. So he says, even more, the soul who has always lived in my divine will, since my divine will has had its dominion. I mean, God is, he loves to use words for his advantage. And you know, dominion for us, for most of the world, has been the opposite. The dominion now is going to be the divine will. The one who has always lived in my divine will. It's Jesus and Mary. And now given this gift to Louisa. Since my divine will has its dominion over all the acts of Louisa, what happens? Humanity will begin to possess the act ever new of my fiat, the new and divine way of holiness, the new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. The more the one who always lives in my divine will. I mean, that means no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. He says, we'll have dominion over all the acts. The divine will have dominion over all the acts of this soul in the divine will. And that soul will possess the act, okay, that just breathing, which is ever new of my fiat. It's entering into the prime act of God, ever new. What does Our Lady say? Get ready for the new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. This is really a glorious time to be alive, and hang on to your hat. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exhilarating. It's going to be sorrowful, but we're going to get through this because the kingdom is coming. Jesus says the survivors will be living in the divine will. Why? The kingdom will be here by then. And it's not centuries away. It's very, very close. So in volume 21, March 31st, 1927, my daughter, the soul who lives, now he's talking about living in the divine will. That's volume 11 through volume 19, is the triumph of the divine will. The soul that lives in the divine will is the triumph of Mary. Why? Finally, her children are like her son, image and likeness. This triumph is also the Eucharistic reign of Jesus, where Jesus tells St. Faustina, you must become a living host. And then he tells Luisa, this is how you become a living host. Are you interested? What does this mean, a living host? It means you're one with Jesus, one with Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So Jesus is teaching us how to live his life and Our Lady's life through this little newborn, Luisa. Why? What is the life of Jesus? It's peace, joy, and happiness. What is the life of Mary? Peace, joy, and happiness. What is the life of Luisa? Peace, joy, and happiness. The evil one has no control over peace, joy, and happiness. The evil one is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And that has to cease in our life. So God is teaching us how to bring about this new and divine way of holiness that he has planned for this time. So Jesus says, the soul who lives in my divine will is the triumph of the divine will. As the soul does her acts in the divine will puts out its bilocating virtue. This is the gift that Jesus says, I give to the souls in the divine will, bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's the bilocation of virtue is Jesus takes us where he wants to bring us. Where do we go? You're with Jesus. Your memory is with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So where do you go? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus and Mary do for those 30 silent years? What was it all about? We're going to discover this ascene life that I truly believe Mary and Jesus, Mary and Joseph, Mary's parents, Anna and Joachim, John the Baptist's parents, Elizabeth and Zechariah, John the Baptist. And then you think of Andrew and Peter. This ascene life was looking forward to the Messiah's return, the Messiah coming to the earth to save humanity. What is this? What did Andrew say? He says, we found him. We know who he is now. Why would he say this to Peter? Because I believe they were Essenes. See, there's three groups. There's the Pharisees, there's the Sadducees, and there's the Essenes. And it was in every synagogue, there was these three groups debating. And it finally it came to the point where the Essenes said, we have to focus on praying for the Messiah. That's what's missing, I think, in the divine will. This Essene desire for the kingdom. we're going to focus on this. We're going to spend our time searching for how is this kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven? And that's found in the book of heaven. So what happened with the Essenes? Their focus was the Messiah. Our focus is going to be on the kingdom, to begin to understand how this is going to happen. Why? This is what is missing, I think, with the little children of the Holy Divine Will. How do we seek this life? Okay, the Essenes were the first Christians. They who was it? Peter, Paul, Peter and Andrew, James and John, Jesus and Mary, Joseph, John the Baptist. There was a group. What was this life like? That's where we are now spiritually, reading the book of heaven. The Essenes focused on the God, focused on the Old Testament, read it, studied it, put it into practice, seeking the Messiah. What are we doing? We're reading, we're studying, seeking the kingdom of God on earth. And Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. This is what God is saying. It's here. It's here already. But now he wants it to come, if you want to say, open the doors so that this light, this life, this love of God becomes reigning in us. That's what God is waiting for. So Jesus shows Louisa. As the soul does her acts in the divine will puts out its bilocating virtue, that is, hovering throughout the whole of creation, and extends its divine life in it. This bilocation of the divine will is going to go through all of creation, and it's going to extend its divine life in that soul, throughout the universe. God is going to use humanity as he originally planned, to be in God's image and likeness, to bilocate this divine will, this virtue, throughout the whole, all of creation, extending this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is the divine life of the divine will. And God is asking us to participate in this, as he asked Adam. Now, the thing about Adam is it was nothing but this great new and divine way of holiness that's coming to all the world. It's really a new and divine way of holiness that our God is showing us, our God is leading us, our God is directing us to. And it wasn't given to the saints. It was given to us. So the soul, this is what Jesus says, the soul who lives in my divine will gives me, Jesus, the occasion to bilocate my life. See, this is not the bilocation of the saints. Bilocate my life in that soul for as many acts as the soul does in the divine will. So Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, wash dishes as I wash the dish. Jesus, walk in my walking, dance in my dancing. Jesus, he says, the soul who lives in my divine will gives God the occasion to bilocate his life, Our Lady's life, for as many acts that the soul does in the divine will. Like I've said before, if you're striving to live in the divine will, who's there with your family? It's Jesus. Jesus gaze in my gazing. Jesus listen in my listening. Jesus speak in my speaking. Jesus, you be the Lord of this house. There will be peace in the house. It's not you. The soul who lives in my divine will gives God the occasion to bilocate his life for as many acts that the soul does in the divine will. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. God is there. Image and likeness now. Did you see what Jesus is teaching us? That image is through holy baptism. The likeness is what we're learning from the book of heaven. Jesus knows, I mean, what Jesus did for those 3 years is bring about the Catholic Church to the apostles. And that's been, that is what has been going on, the exterior life of Jesus for the last 2,000 years, becoming saints, becoming good and holy and saintly. Now Jesus has showed Louisa 70 years, I mean, her whole life, it was, she was one with Jesus, 70 years of teaching Louisa what was it, 1899 to 1938, writing everything down. This is, this book of heaven is the way and the how the divine will is going to work. It's a map. It's not, it's a map. And for each person that reads and studies, God is forming each one, each person, as he tells Louisa, to become his divine masterpiece. That was supposed to be Adam and all the children. Never worked. It failed in paradise. Jesus has said, now, this is what it's going to be. And he says, Louisa, it can't fail. Why? Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. There's no failure here. It's just, if you desire this, it's the door. You desire it, it's the beginning. And then for all eternity, we're going to be entering into this life, this light, this love of God, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So he's offering this to us, and that's why he says the survivors will be living in the divine will. If we are really striving, as the Essenes were striving for focusing on the Old Testament, how is the Messiah coming, to focusing on the book of heaven, how is the kingdom going to be established in me on earth as it is in heaven? God's going to go, watch what I'm going to do. That's why it says, I mean, listen to what he said. Well, listen to what God says. The soul who lives in my divine will is the triumph of the divine will. The soul who does her acts in the divine will puts out its bilocating virtue, the divine will's bilocating virtue, hovering throughout the all of creation. Why? It's Jesus that's doing it in us. Image and likeness, and extends its divine life in the divine will, all of the world. So the soul who lives in my divine will, Jesus says, gives me, God, the occasion. Listen to what he says, to bilocate my life. So who's in your family? Is it you with your misery? Or is it Jesus with peace, joy, and happiness? It's allowing God to possess us, if you want to say. You've heard of the devil possessing people. He's just mocking what God's going to do. God's going to reign in us. And it's the freedom of the sons and daughters of God that he wants us to possess. It's not possession in a negative, but possession in a positive, where God is allowing us to enter into his life. That is the Eucharistic reign of Jesus. The Eucharistic reign of Jesus is we become living hosts. Read what Jesus tells Louisa. It's astonishing. I can't wait for, I just looked at, a book by Dan O'Connell, and it was just amazing. It's a thick book. He did a lot of work, but the kingdom's coming. What's coming on earth is the fulfillment of everything that God has planned from Genesis to now. And now he's finishing off this beginning, if you want to say, so we can enter into it. So he says, Jesus says this, so the soul who lives in my divine will gives me, God, the occasion to bilocate my life for as many acts that the soul does in the divine will. Therefore, not only is she the triumph of my divine will, the triumph of Mary, but she receives more honor from the soul who acts in the divine will from all of creation. That's why we pray in the rounds. You're going to discover the I love you of every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water. You're going to experience the I love you of all of creation. You will go into ecstasy, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching the I love you of all of creation. It's that the ecstasy of Adam was praising God again, entering into the beatific vision, participating in God. God breathes this I love you into us, the ruah of God, the breath of God. Adam breathed that I love you back to God. It's this game. It's this tennis match. It's this, you, God breathes into us this I love you. We breathe into God this his I love you. It's not a human I love you. It's a divine I love you. And the Lord he's seeing this happen all over the world. And the evil one is so furious. The flames of hell mimic the light of heaven. This light is the book of heaven that God is giving to all the world at this time. And what's the evil one doing? Causing fires and everything else, destruction. He knows his time has come to an end. The kingdom is coming. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.